And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of September 16th. This week in 1964, the TV series Shindig premiered with Sam Cooke, the Everly Brothers, the Righteous Brothers, and Bobby Sherman. The Dean Martin Show debuted this week, lasting 10 years, starting in 1965. In 1975, the Guess Who Day was declared in Winnipeg. The Doors appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show this week in 1967, and they sure infuriated him when they sang Light My Fire, which he had banned because of the line, "Girl, we couldn't get much higher." Well, that was an adventure in 1967. 3 years later, Jim Morrison, the lead singer for the Doors, was found guilty of indecent exposure on stage by a Miami judge. The first Dick Clark Caravan of Stars kicked off this week in 1959 with Lloyd Price, Duane Eddy, Paul Anka, Bobby Rydell, the Coasters, and so many other artists on the same bill. The Patty Duke Show debuted on TV this week in 1963, while in 60, the Tab Hunter Show had its debut. Elvis set sail for West Germany with the U.S. Army this week in 1958. In 1963, Anne Margaret was a guest voice playing the role of Anne Margrock on The Flintstones. Peter Frampton left Humble Pie this week in 1971 and began a solo career which would make him more popular than he ever was as part of Humble Pie. Scotty Moore and Bill Black quit Elvis Presley's band as his backup musicians in a salary dispute this week in 1957, and Bill eventually formed his own group, Bill Black's Combo. In 1983, the Everly Brothers reunited, playing for the first time in a decade at Royal Albert Hall in London, England. Patty Page's TV show, The Big Record, premiered this week with Sal Mineo and The Dominoes. The following year, she changed network and show titles. It was still Patty Page, but it was the Patty Page Oldsmobile Show. In 1981, Simon and Garfunkel reunited for a free concert in Central Park in New York City. The Beatles appeared as an abstract drawing on the cover of Time magazine this week in 1967. In the studio, Johnny Burnett recorded You're 16 in 1960. Diana Ross recorded Love Child without the Supremes in 1968, although the billing on the 45 was Diana Ross and the Supremes. In 1960, the Everly Brothers cut Walk Right Back. Tennessee Ernie Ford recorded 16 Tons in 1955. Billy Joel began recording Piano Man in 73. Dee Dee Sharp recorded Ride in 1962. The Animals recorded It's My Life in 65, and the Supremes cut I Hear a Symphony this week in 1965. Birthdays. B.B. King, born this week in 1925. Bill Black, born in 1926. Frankie Avalon is turning 78. Jimmy Rogers, 85 this week. Bill Medley from the Righteous Brothers is 71. Cass Elliott from the Mamas and Papas, having a birthday this week, as is Brooke Benton. He was born in 1931. Freda Payne turned 76. Billy Ward from the Dominoes, born in 1921. The Beatles manager, Brian Epstein, born this week in 1931. Songwriter Paul Williams is 75. Gogi Grant, born this week, 1924. Ricky Nelson's twin sons, Gunnar and Matthew, born this week in 1967. Dickie Lee turns 82. Debbie Boone, 62. Joni James is 88. And Rex Smith turns 63. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of September 16th. Apologies for the scratchy voice. It's Michael Godin. Thanks so much for listening. Treasure Island Oldies.